Hello, this is Eddie Duke. Welcome to the weekly podcast at Panther Creek Baptist Church. You know, Jesus Christ is an amazing person. As I look at our culture today, I'm convinced the absolute only hope for this world in which we live is Jesus Christ. And every week, I will introduce you to messages that will communicate this hope that we have in Christ. I'm thankful that you've taken the time to catch us here this week. It means a lot to me that you would tune in, and I would love to hear from you. And now, here is this week's broadcast.
I shared my testimony here. It's been a number of years ago when I first served as music director here the first time. And more has happened since then, but, you know, had more life since then. But I know a lot of you weren't here or don't remember or whatnot. So I'm just going to go through just about, I'm not including everything, but enough. How about that? Okay, because I don't want y'all to really wig out out on me, but the chapter, the verse that I wanted to focus, one of the verses I wanted to focus on to start off with was James. And you know about James when he talks about trials and tribulations. And the first chapter, verses 2 through 4, reads like this. My brother, count it all joys when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Easier than it sounds. But as you can tell, and when I get done telling you the story, you'll be able to know, most of y'all here know me well, that I'm a happy person, that I do take joy within my Lord here. And I'll just give you just a history here. I'm the youngest of four brothers. My mom and dad married at Deep Memorial Baptist Church, and when I was a kid, I grew up in Florida. I was born in Florida. We moved here in 76. We went to Apollo Heights Baptist Church is where we started going here when we come back to Kentucky. At first, Brother Paul Grossman started that church, and he was there originally with me, and then Brother Harold Rose took over. Brother Paul, he tried to lead me to the Lord, but I really wasn't ready yet. But I felt the Holy Spirit tugging at me so several Sundays when Brother Rose was given the invitation, and I walked the aisle. I was about 9 years old. I don't have the exact date on there. And I was saved there. I was baptized. I'll never forget it. I've mentioned it several times that when I was baptized, of course, we had steps going into the baptismal pool. And this was in the old part of the building, which is now their fellowship hall. And Brother Rose hit my head on the back of the step there. So I'll never forget that. When I got to be a youth, we didn't have much youth there at Apollo Heights. So we decided to visit Lewis Lane. And I joined the youth group there and was taken in. That became just my family there. We went on the years I was there, I think I was started there when I was about 12 years old. We went on about four mission trips during my time in the youth there. I did a lot of growing at the youth. I made a lot of good friends. Your cousin was one of my best friends there. And then the Campbells and, you know, the Bells, and there's a bunch of them. But it was a good group. It was a good group to be a part of. They're all great people. The Boyces and just all of them, you know. And that is part. I have several church families, and I'll explain that in a minute, but that's one of them. As far as for my job, I started UPS in 1987 as part-time. I was going to college. I was going to college at OCC, studying this and that, and trying to study a little bit of music, but my dad was really against it. My dad did not want me to be. I wanted to do what Steve was, a full-time, and my dad did not want that, you know, because that wasn't enough money in that, apparently, for, you know, and that's the way my dad was. He was right. Yes, he was right. I'd been dating a girl for quite a while there, all through high school, since I graduated high school. He was my high school sweetheart, so we got married in 1990, and two months before, I went full-time at UPS, went to be a delivery driver, driving a little brown truck around. We ended up being married for 20 years, had three boys. Three great sons. As far as in my other immediate family, my oldest brother died in 1991, and my dad died in 1999. I stayed at Lewis Lane until we were married, and I think we had Matt, so my oldest son. And then in 1995, her family was going to Sargo Baptist Church. So we went there and visited, and I got to talking with Brother Dennis McFadden, who is now at Eaton Memorial. I started leading the music there, and it just kind of grew from there. I led the music there for 15 years. Also served as, I was ordained a deacon there in 2005, and also served as a trustee, moderator, Sunday school teacher. I always told them the only hat I didn't hold was the WMU director, and the piano player. I didn't do the piano player, but, When you serve at a small church like that, you tend to take on a lot of roles. We'll make it all the way up to 2010. We did have the incident in 2008 where we all got caught in a riptide out in the ocean, and that was pretty scary. I spent 3 days in the hospital. I saved Tyler from the water. He was 5 years old. That was a pretty trying time. 2010 really stands out in my mind. 2009, my father-in-law had passed away, and we had since built a new house, got new vehicles. I had a new house, I had a new truck, I had a new boat. I thought I was keeping up with the Joneses, and I was pretty good. My plans were to retire at 57 years old, which minimum retirement at UPS. And then in 2010, it all crashed down about the end of the year. My marriage ended, did not see it coming. It hit me like a ton of bricks. It kicked me in the gut. If you've ever been kicked in the gut, that's what it feels like. So I hear of people going through divorces, and it's a dirty word. I wouldn't wish it upon anybody. I was not prepared for it. You could ask a lot of people that knew us. Even her cousin made the comment, you'd have made a list of 50 couples, y'all would have been the last one I would have guessed what happened to. I won't get into all that, but I will tell you, what happened. But I did step down at Sargo. Brother Alan Schaus was serving as our pastor at the time. And I went to Alan and told him what was going on. And I said, I did it one more Sunday after I was told it was going to end. I just could not get up here and lead. I could barely walk. I mean, I could barely think. They really asked me to stay or just to even stay around the church. I took a little bit of time off. The reason I did not go back to that church, even after this started, I was told by my now ex that was her church, that I was not allowed there. I've been back there several times and welcomed with open arms. As a matter of fact, I'm doing a revival there in October. But I enjoyed my time at Sargo. But as I said, that's the reason that ended. I want to read another psalm here. As I said this morning, the psalm spoke to me during all this time. Like I said, I was devastated. I had no idea. I went from this big house and all this stuff to a one-bedroom apartment. The reason for that, I thought it was a separation. I really didn't know until it all came crashing down. But I started reading the Psalms. And this Psalm right here really spoke to me. And I've got I've got a date right beside it. It says 11/30/2010. And my note says, I so needed this today. And the Psalm says, hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from trouble. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my trouble. Incline your ear to me. In that day I call, answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke. My bones are burned like a hearth. My heart is stricken and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. Because the sound of my groaning, my bones cling to my skin. I'm like a pelican of the wilderness. I'm an owl of the desert. I lie awake, and I'm like a sparrow alone on the housetop. That pretty much summed it up. That was pretty good. When I read that, the Lord really spoke to me. I spent a lot of days I didn't have very much furniture. I think I had a couple of lawn chairs. Ones you take not patio chairs, but the ones you fold out. I had those for my living room furniture. So I a lot of times I would sit in the floor of my apartment and just cry. And cry out to Jesus and just pray. And then I'd be able to get the word out. And I spent the first week in pretty bad shape. And I didn't do very well the first week. And I was actually on vacation that week. I wish I could have been in that brown tractor. I would have rather been at work than where I was. At the end of the first week, I called Brother Alan. And I don't know how many of you know Brother Alan Schaus. He is now pastor at Sugar Grove. And he is a licensed counselor. He does marriage counseling and does other counseling for even the court system. He was a hospice counselor at one time. That's when he was serving with us. He was part-time pastor because he was working at hospice. He's since left and gone back to Sugar Grove and, like I said, become their full-time pastor again. So I called Brother Alan. He pretty much set me on the right path, pointed me into the right word, got me studying some books. One of them that I really gained a lot out of was the study, and I couldn't find my copy of it since I've moved. I can't find it, but it's it's Henry Blackaby's study, but it's When God Speaks. It's the same man who does the Experiencing God study that we've done here before. But When God Speaks, that's a good one that I will recommend to anybody to listen to God, to listen to his voice. And he kind of gave me the direction. We did try marriage counseling once with him, one time with my wife, or then, well, now ex, of course, but that did not go so well. Even after our divorce was final, I tried to give her opportunities for us to make it work. It did not work. There was other person involved. But so I look back and I don't have any regrets as far as I tried to make it work. But it was the hardest thing I've ever gone through. I have a friend right now that's having some issues, and I'm trying to counsel with him. And I did share this exact psalm with him Friday. I sent it to him, and he said, man, I needed that today. But if you listen, God will speak to you. And he sure did speak to me. I have another psalm here. And this is one that kind of brought me out. I was in that place where I was stricken, and I said, it says, that other one, it said, so that I forget to eat my bread. I lost a little over 40 pounds. I'm about the size I was before then now. I was down to 177 pounds, if you can imagine. Now, I was skin and bones. Everybody saw me, said, eat a sandwich. But that's how it does to you. I mean, you just can't function. So once I got my focus upon the Lord and really started coming out of it, that still takes a while. But this is one of the psalms that kind of uplifted my spirit. It's Psalms 18, verses 1 through 3. I will love you, Lord. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, so that I shall be saved from my enemies. I was able to manage to make it through there. During this time, I would be going with my mom. Well, let's back up. Let me back up a little bit here, and I'll say a little after our divorce was final and after we weren't, I could tell we weren't going to be able to make it out, I was just started talking to an old high school friend. Of course, a lot of you remember Winnetta. We got married. We hit it off pretty good. We got married a year later in 2012. But right before this, I was trying to find a church to go to, and I decided to, I'm just going to go with mom back to my old church. So I went back to Lewis Lane, and I went back several Sundays. Believe Chip was there, I think. And I was just about decided I was going to go back to Lewis Lane and just take my role as a church member there. I'd already talked to Bob Campbell about his Sunday school class. I was ready to go to Bob's Sunday school class. And I'd watched the choir director up there, some guy named Steve O'Neill. I had never heard of him. I didn't know, but I thought, he's got a choir up there. I can sing in it. I'll just show up one day. Some of the people in the choir still knew me because I'd sang in it before. I was just about ready to go there. And I get this call from some other dude I'd never heard of before, Eddie Duke. He said, hey, I'm out here at Panther Creek Baptist Church, and we're looking for a music director. So we met Chick-fil-A there, got to meet Eddie. I came a couple of Sundays and listened to what was going on here. And then I came to do my first Sunday as leading the music here. And wouldn't you know it, when getting ready to sing, we had the hugest storm blew up. I was almost ready to do my special, and a storm blew up, and we had to cancel service, and everybody go to the basement. I thought that might have been a sign. I don't know. And it's kind of funny that, like I said, the two names I mentioned a while ago that I did not know back at the time, as life would have it, if my life had gone on, I'd have never known them. But now they're two of my closest friends, which is Steve and Eddie. And I'm so happy about that. You know, I'm so happy they're two of my closest friends. I came here and I served for about a year and a half here. Things with Winnetta weren't ready. We both just got divorced. It just did not work out. And so you go through more emotions that time. It wasn't as hard that time because I'd been through it before. Her and I weren't together as long. We didn't have kids together. It was more amicable, I would say. But I did that happened, I went ahead and stepped down here as music director. I was just not able to focus like I should. We were divorced there at the end of 2013. I was kind of in and out of here. I kind of came, I kind of didn't sometimes. Work, I'd use work as excuse a lot. I met Kathy Pedley in 2014. right at the very beginning of it. New Year's Eve was the day we met. We started dating. We actually got engaged in 2015, and we're still engaged. You talk about long again, but I wanted to take my time this time, okay? We both did. But as life circumstances has it, she's really busy with helping her son raise a granddaughter. So we'll get to it eventually. But she's a great woman. I came back here and just decided I was going to sing in a choir. So at first I sang for Bradley, who took my place, and then for Steve. And during all that, I kind of did some fill-in. You know, I did some fill-in here and there, and I was content with that. I love singing in a choir. I could sit back there and sit with Sheila and Terry. I could sit back there and sing with them all day long, okay? I just love it. And then Steve decided to retire again, so I filled in a little bit more. We had Bradley come. That didn't work out, Jacob, okay, didn't work out, so I was asked to take back over in the fall of 2017. And then, thankfully, Steve decided he wanted to come back and play the piano. So that's kind of worked out. I was his assistant. Now he's mine, and he's playing the piano. But it's a great team, and I'm so happy to be a part of it. We have a lot of fun. And that's what everybody says. Well, I enjoy what I do, and you can usually tell it. I am a person that wears my heart on my sleeve. If I'm not in a good mood, you'll know it. But if I'm in a good mood, most of the time you'll know it too. It's been wonderful serving here, and I'll continue to serve here as long as you want me, as long as you need me. And I've told Eddie, if we need to go in a different direction, don't hesitate to tell me, because I'm not going anywhere. I tried to leave when I left here before, and I ended up coming back. Steve came back too. But I'll just take two steps back in that choir is what I'll do. I'll always be here. But I'll be here to serve as long as you'll let me serve. Last year, another kind of a blow there on April 6th. And the morning of the 7th, that the Davis County Sheriff woke me up beating on the door. I'd just gotten off work and was taking a nap. My brother had been going through some hard times, and he took his own life on that night before. That was a hard blow. He had a lot of issues. I believe he was saved. He loved the Lord, but he had a lot of issues. Never did get worked out. I still miss him to this day. Like I said, I'm the youngest out of four, and he is the third in line. There's 10 years between me and him. Mom had David, Bob, and Tim, and then, 10 years later, here comes Johnny. So I was kind of an afterthought, but Tim and I were pretty close. Tim lived here in town. I've got my other brother that I said died in 91. He lived in Orlando. He was my oldest brother. He just had some health issues. Tim and I were pretty close. We like to tease each other about silly stuff and send each other silly pictures or silly sayings or something like that, and I miss that. I really do. If I hear of anybody that's contemplating that, you know, I want to talk to them. Just look, kind of like we had the talk with Bruce Treon that night about that. That was very, I didn't really want to be here that night because of what he was going to talk about, but I'm glad I was. Glad to find out the information about that. Really, it took me back to the Psalms. And I've said this before, I didn't really understand Psalms before 2010, I did not understand Psalms. They were pretty. You just read them and read them for a scripture reading or for something nice. Psalms 23, Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But I did not know really what they meant. And the Lord showed me. He said, these are comfort. This is give you strength. And then I turned over also, and this goes back to 2010 also. And I forgot to mention this one, but because I don't have it marked in my Bible, because I know it by heart. It's the one that kind of, I've got it up on the wall in my house, in my bedroom, and I've got another copy of it there in my living room, so I won't forget to always think of it. It was Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your paths. Sometimes I think I don't listen because I'm not going down the right path. So I got to remember I've got to listen. Through all these trials, going back to James, the Lord has blessed me. The Lord has blessed me with y'all. That's one thing. With this family, with this church, I wouldn't have been here if all this hadn't happened. I wouldn't have met the people that I've met. I wouldn't have been able to serve here and have the friends like I have, all of you. Not just Eddie and Steve, but every one of you in here that I love dearly. As I mentioned before about my brother, that was tough. That was tough. And you know who the first person was at my mom's house? I'll just give you another credit right here. Before I could get there, because I was making phone calls and trying to get there and get, you know, I was trying to wake up, get coffee in me and get there. Eddie Duke was there with my mom. That meant the world to me. That's the man we have as pastor. And I just thank God for that. But I know these trials have strengthened me. As I said, I've been able to help. I know of two others that's gone through similar situations just by talking with them, telling them my story, tell them how the Lord helped me, how I've been able to use counseling. I actually have a friend, like I said, is going through this now. And he's actually even called Brother Shouse, Brother Allen, to talk with him. Sometimes our trials don't define us, but they'll help us help others with those situations. I'm thankful for that. Just to read James one more time. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect, complete, lacking in nothing. I know I'm not perfect, but I'm perfect with the blood of Christ. I've got a long way to go. I'm a sinner saved by grace, just like the rest of you. But I'm thankful for that grace, and I'm thankful that you let me share this with you tonight.
Hey, this is Eddie Duke, pastor at Panther Creek Baptist Church. I hope this message was a blessing for you today. I want to let you know that we here at Panther Creek are a small church that are looking to make a big impact on our neighbors in our community with the love of Christ. If you're looking for a church home with which to serve and connect with, we would love to have you join us on Sunday mornings at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for church. We'd also love to have you join us on Sunday evenings at 6:30. But if you can't join us, we hope you'll tune in every week and listen to us. Have a fantastic day.